This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
Tell you what, boy, do I miss doing Friday radio. So coming to you live from Super Bowl 53, Radio Row. This is Knockout Radio, but a special edition. So we're going to call it Talking Sports with Randy Harris. Matthew, what's going on back in the hood?
Good morning.
It's good stuff. Good stuff. We have a, let's put it this way. You know, you always see at the bottom, scheduled to appear. Schedule could be changed at any time.
Right.
Who really stops by, I don't know. But let me tell you who is scheduled to stop by. Former Tampa Bay Buccaneer, Arizona Cardinal. I don't remember. One or two other teams. I think Detroit. Lomas Brown, good friend of mine, good friend of Ed's. Super Bowl champ back in 02, scheduled to stop by about 9:30. At the top of the first hour, the return. Some people can't even get number 99 on their station at all. Warren will be back on roughly around 10 o'clock. Former Buccaneer, existing Buccaneer, Cameron Lynch, is doing some stuff on Radio Row. So Cam's going to stop by. We're going to talk about what's going on in his life. He's doing a lot of radio stuff. Went to Syracuse, so that right there should tell you that radio is in his future. Also scheduled to stop by the president of the College Hall of Fame, which is right outside one of these doors, Ken Shamrock. Walked around yesterday. He had the big event with Tom Lawler last night. He has another event tonight. So Shamrock's scheduled to stop by. Diamond Dallas Page is supposed to stop by. Kevin Carter, also Super Bowl champ with the Rams. He did our Wednesday show. He is scheduled to stop by. And we'll see if this one happens. I talked to all the handlers, but I talked to the man himself, Deontay Wilder, scheduled to stop by. Your undefeated American heavyweight champ.
I saw the picture yesterday, man. That guy is a beast.
It's a giant. And you know what? Sometimes, and that's this is one of the things that we talk about a great deal. The media portrays athletes, fans, celebrities, on and on and on. And if that media person doesn't like, he's going to say negative things, right?
Of course.
And if you do some things and the media, you know, responds to it, whether it's good or bad, you only know what is put out there. I had, I don't know, just a different, because of boxing. Maybe because of my non-love of boxing and my love of mixed martial arts, I didn't know what to expect when I met Deontay yesterday. Unbelievably awesome, cool, yes sir, no sir. I am a huge fan of his from now on, just because of the way he handled himself walking around Radio Row yesterday.
I mean, you've been around combat sports for a long time. I mean, how big is he in real life? I mean, he looks like a giant.
Oh, massive. You know, massive. There's only been a few times when I've stood next to somebody, and Mike Jaminski, who used to play in the NBA, grew up with my wife in Monroe, Connecticut. I stood next to him. He's a giant. He literally is a giant. But Deontay, isn't he like 6'9"?
I would think he's like 6'7", I thought, and he's like 220 maybe. He's lean, but he's a big guy.
And maybe that was why it didn't appear as big as he is. It's because when you're 6'7", 6'9", you know, you're thinking 280. You're thinking 300.
Course.
Right, sure. You know, and it's proportion right. But, yeah, I mean, he looked good. I'll tell you what, he looked good. So did that gold chain.
It looked nice.
We need to also talk about the Bare Knuckle event. The Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship is tomorrow in Cancun.
Yep.
Which we were scheduled to go to, but no passport, no levy.
Yeah, I mean, the government shutdown kept us out of Canada for the Ortega-Holloway fight, and now Cancun.
You know, it's funny. You don't need a passport to come in, but you need a passport to leave.
I think it's the other way around.
No, people come in all the time, don't they? That's what half of our issues are.
Yeah, but I think they'll let you leave, Randy. You just can't get back in.
They ain't letting you leave. Not if you're an American citizen. You ain't getting on a plane. You have to, because they check that when you first get to the airport, when you first get to your gate, when you walk on the plane, when you walk off the plane, when you walk through customs.
Well, there you go. So I guess we could have taken a jet ski down to Cancun.
Yeah, somebody once told me that they wanted to do a jet ski from Canada to Detroit.
Really?
Yeah. You know, I thought that was kind of funny. So I'm like, you can't do that. You're going to, you know, get stopped. Oh, this looks pretty cool.
With that polar vortex, you could probably take a Zamboni across the frozen lake.
You probably could. Thank you very much. This is definitely pretty cool. I just got handed some M&M's milk chocolate bars. How about this? How cool is that?
What?
You know that I'm going to be, these are sweet. I'm going to save you one.
It won't make it to the plane. You're going to eat it.
I promise you I will save you one.
All right.
You know, I just hope I can get the box home. You know, I'll be able to get the bars home because I'll just stick it in the backpack. But, you know, with me bringing my prerequisite to being allowed to leave, and that's the popcorn, you know, for Priscilla.
So would they have the promotional thing going on, the M&M chocolate bar? Is that a new product?
I guess it is, but I'm not even going to look at it because people are going to want it. So I'm sticking it right in the don't bother me pile. All right, I'm going to turn it over to you for a minute. Why I hide these?
Oh my gosh, are you serious? You're like a dog, like hiding a bone.
That's what it is. You know, you're going to see my dog. You hand my dog a bone. You hand my dog this little treat. She goes and hides it and comes back and wants another. I'm like, eat the first one. What's wrong with you?
Well, you know, remember that Fiji girl from the Golden Globes? She was like a promotional, like, you know, same kind of thing, walking around holding out like Fiji water. She's actually suing Fiji for like $12 million or something crazy.
Tell me why. Tell me how, and I'll do the same.
Thing. She got photobombed like in all the photos, so it went viral. And she said that she brought them, you know, $12 million worth of free marketing or advertising, and so she wants to be compensated. And then they start putting like cardboard cutouts of her around town in LA, like promoting Fiji water without her permission. So she's suing them for taking advantage of her like value.
Oh, well, that ain't good.
So yeah, so tell the M&M lady to get behind some celebrities and she can get paid.
Very cool. I will definitely do that. I probably should go get another one of these M&Ms for Warren.
Yeah, but I mean, between the two of you guys, there's no way I'm getting a box of those. You guys are going to eat them all.
Well, let's be real honest. If they don't bring another box back for Warren, he's not getting any of these either.
I think if Warren wants it, he'll just take it.
No, Warren wants it, if Warren wouldn't just take it. If Warren wanted it, he would say, hey, I like that. Hey, I'd like that. Hey, let me get one. He wouldn't just take it.
Yeah, that's true.
And, you know, with all kidding aside, I need to thank Warren Sapp. I mean, he has stepped up. He has helped this broadcast. He has helped the network. We've broadcasted now the second show from his table. He wrote, did you see the sign?
I saw on his show, the Rappin' Sapp show.
Right.
That it said Randy at the bottom.
Right. He wrote that. I didn't.
Well,
so
I figured.
Back in the day at Old One Buck, and you know how the local media loves talking sports with Randy Harris. So we would all leave. We would walk from Old One Buck into the media area, which was a trailer. So as we're walking to the trailer, and the Bucks are now on the field doing their warm-ups, doing whatever, Warren would scream on a regular basis. I would say, and I don't want to exaggerate, at least twice a week, normally even more. As we would leave, he would scream at the top of his lungs, talking sports with Randy. He would do it all the time. So the media obviously hated that. So that's why he wrote and Randy, because we were kind of talking about it. So at every table has their sign. So the sign says the Rap and Sap, and then in parentheses, dash radio. And he wrote on the bottom line, and Randy.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Well, I will say this. My plan is, where I told you Warren wouldn't just take the M&Ms, I am taking this sign, I'm going to frame it, and I'm going to put it in the studio.
Oh, yeah, you have to.
Going to.
It's amazing. And that's his new show that he has about his lifestyle and his fishing and things that he's passionate about. So it's a kind of a hodgepodge of his career, his experiences, and his true love. So it's awesome you guys are cross-promoting each other's shows.
And one of the questions I'm going to ask him today, we didn't ask it yesterday. He did 28 minutes on the show on Wednesday. You know, who is his guest? Who is that guest that Warren Sapp wants to get on his show? Obviously, he can get almost anybody he wants. But I would be very curious. Go ahead and tell me who you'd like to talk to, and let me go grab a box for Warren. Hold on.
Well, I think, I've met Hoist Gracie, so, I mean, it would be cool to have Hoist again. To actually get to interview him and talk to him. I would say Hoist Gracie is probably, just because he's the pioneer of the sport and such a legendary figure, and because of the connection with my family in Brazil, I think he's the one. But I don't know.
All right, I'm going to pretend like I was listening because I wasn't. I ran and I got one in his own box.
And I can hear you out of breath. I know you ran away.
It wasn't under my breath. I told you I was running away.
I know. But no, my guess that would be, if I had my own show, it would be Hoist Gracie. You know, even though I've met him in real life, and really? I know it would be awesome to have him on as a pioneer of the sport. And with the Brazilian culture connection with my family, I think he would be like the one.
Well, again, I get that, but you have talked to him.
Right. Of course. No, I've done a seminar, and I know. But it was like, and it wasn't intimate. It wasn't like getting to interview him and like ask questions. And,
all right.
And
let's see how well you know me.
Okay.
Because I think it's very easy who it would be. Who would it be?
Rocky Balboa.
Absolutely. Let me take the sign now so that we can bring it back to the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Awesome.
Absolutely. Rocky Balboa. I don't want to interview Sylvester Stallone. Right. No interest in Sylvester Stallone, even though I like the guy. Has to be Rocky Balboa.
Of course. Of course. But you know, you should invite Warren. You know, you can offer my services. Tell him the Naked Pizza Man will come on his show.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that.
It'd be great for Warren to meet the Naked Pizza Man.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that.
All right.
And that's kind of why when he's on, I'm turning your mic down.
Nothing's changed. Yeah, nothing's changed.
Let's talk a little Super Bowl before, and I'm getting ready to text Lomas to see where he's at. Give me your thoughts. How much have you thought about it? How much do you care? Do you care because it's these two teams? Do you not care because obviously everybody's hated New England Patriots are here?
You know, I think the storylines are kind of cool. And we got the youngest guy, Jared Goff, the youngest first-round pick to make it to a Super Bowl, going against the GOAT. You know, Tom Brady, who, if he wins, will have 6 championship rings. You know, so I think it's the old versus new. You got, you know, the up-and-coming, you know, the new future of the league versus the guys on their way out. So I don't know. I think it's a good matchup. I think it would have been equally as interesting if it was Drew Brees, another veteran, you know, another qualified quarterback to lead, you know, versus Tom Brady. So either way, I think it was a good outcome. But
is there any question? You know, I've always said, you know, that I've known arguably the greatest quarterback of all time in Otto Graham. And then over the past couple years, you know, the argument kind of gets smaller and smaller. Is there any question that Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time and possibly the greatest NFL player of all time?
No question. Absolutely 100% the GOAT.
Which one? On one or both?
Well, I mean, the greatest quarterback all time, hands down, no question. And as far as football players, yeah, I mean, you know, if he walks out of here with 6 rings, how can you not say he's not the greatest football player of all time?
Well, and it's hard to, you know, I'm gonna be a talk show guy, and I'll take the other side, even though I'm not gonna argue it. It's a team sport, so with it being a team sport, it's difficult to say one player or one position is more important. Edelman, and you mean right now, or and Gronkowski?
Yeah. And okay. Gronkowski. All right. So, I mean, but most people don't know anybody on the team, right? That's every year they change out players, they change out personnel, but they always win. Like, it's the system that works. It's the Belichick system. Back when Shanahan had the same thing in Denver, didn't matter which running back you put in, you know, Davis or Bell or whoever, you know, they were successful in that system, you know? And so I think Brady and Belichick together are the greatest duo of all time. And, yeah, it doesn't matter who they put in there. Like, who's running back, doesn't matter who's the quarterback or who the wide receivers are. They just win.
But, you know, if you would have said four receivers, because Hogan is the third, you know, Hogan's nickname is 7-Eleven because he's always open. but now if you would have said name six receivers of all time that Tom Brady's had, you might have stumped me. Of course, Randy Moss would come to mind. But, you know, after you say those three from now and maybe Randy Moss, who else, you know, then you might have had.
Right. I mean, yeah, that's how I should have framed it. But
or how about say name four running backs that Tom Brady's had?
Yeah. I mean, Dylan, I don't know. I mean,
well, that's the point. Obviously, Michelle now, and yeah. He had Blunt, but
right.
I don't know. I would have to, you know, seriously think. I do get what you're saying.
That's what makes them the great. That's what makes them so great. It's the philosophy, getting guys to come in there, you know, and buy into the system and to, you know, to execute as a team. And that's the true definition of a championship, you know, team. I mean, they come together as one and different personalities, some on and off field problems. You know, they had the Hernandez issues over the years, you know, with his off the field antics and the distractions in the court and his suicide in jail. I mean, there's a number of reasons they could have got derailed or lost focus over the years. And here they are 3 years in a row back at the greatest game on earth. And, I don't know. I mean, some guys play their entire career and never get a chance to ever go to a Super Bowl. This sure. is their ninth, you know.
Or you could be somebody like Jim Kelly to go to four consecutive and still not get the ring.
Yeah, right. I mean, yeah, but Jim Kelly before, I mean, that was back when him and Elway were like, you know, the runners up at everything.
Yeah.
And then finally
I've seen a lot of those guys, you know, Andre Reed's been walking around here at Radio Row. A spectacle. Radio Row. It is absolutely a spectacle.
Who's the biggest star you've seen? I mean, I saw Warwick Dunn was there.
Oh, easily.
Chris Tucker.
The biggest star to walk around on Radio Row is Mark Summers. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Double Dare.
Double Dare, Family Double Dare, everything from Nickelodeon. But, you know, and again, that's a hard question to ask because, you know, who I might think is the biggest, you know, celebrity that I've seen, you know, the guy sitting right next to me might think somebody differently. I always, and it's kind of what I was discussing with Cameron Lynch, is, and you know, you're the co-host. You've been demoted to three co-hosts. I try to think outside the line. So standing next to the legend Gladys Knight yesterday, maybe she's the biggest.
Gladys Knight's there?
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Rumor has it. Well, I can't even say rumor because the Masked Singer has already all been filmed. But a lot of people believe that she is one of the Masked Singers.
Not the Pips? The Pips didn't make it?
Well, the Pips ain't there. But again, people know. You know, they have people with them, like two or three people with them. So there might be a Pip there.
Wow.
I don't know. But yeah, Gladys Knight, probably. Roger Staubach was sitting literally two tables away. I'm trying to get one of the pilots from the Thunderbirds on today, and he's standing about two tables away. So when we do break here in a couple of minutes, I'll run over and try to fly him down.
I love the Herschel Walker liner you sent.
He was here with the Bellator guys.
Oh, really?
You know, he's still involved with Bellator. A lot of people think he could still go out there and fight. But he was walking around with my buddy Ryan Garb, who is the head of PR at Bellator. We talked a little bit about Bader and Fedor and all that kind of stuff, you know, with him. If he's walking around, we will be able to get him on because of Ryan. But he's like royalty here. Evander Holyfield is here.
Oh, nice.
Matter of fact, I used to do a radio show on the Tantalk Radio Network with Tyrone Booz, former WBO Cruiserweight champ, and Dexter Jackson, your Super Bowl MVP. And Ty fought Evander Holyfield.
Oh, wow. So that's a star-studded event, man. I mean, I think that's what makes the Super Bowl so cool, right? I mean, all these different people from music industry and from, you know, Hollywood and, you know, athletes from different organizations are all there and hanging out and having a good time. Like, I'm sure all the extracurricular activities are a lot more fun than the actual game, probably.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I have always said, and this is my, I don't know, 28th, 30th, whatever, Super Bowl, I don't even care about the game. I'm not even going to the game. I'm flying home on Sunday. You know, the game is nothing to me. And the only time any of the Super Bowl games really were meant anything to me at all was in 02, you know, because of my relationships with a lot of the players and that continue to this day, you know, whether it's Warren or Mike Allstott, on and on and on, Todd Yoder, all the guys that, that we are all still close with, you know, was from that 02, and it was cool. But the game itself, it's just another game.
Sure.
It's New England playing the Rams. That's it. The first thought that came to my mind as I was getting ready to say it was it's New England playing St. Louis, even though it's L.A.
Right. Right. Do you like that, where they change the city, but they keep the same name as a team?
Well, let's be honest. The Rams came from L.A.
Right. I know. Right. So, and then they went to St. Louis. But, like, should they change? Like, it's kind of, I mean, the Baltimore Colts did it, right? I mean, they kept the name, moved to a different city, but I don't know. I mean, I think if you start a fresh city, like start a new name, a new logo, a new like fan base.
Yeah, but Baltimore changed the name.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, yeah, keep it. It is the same team. Now with Cleveland, you know, it was a new Cleveland team, so maybe you should change it. You know, I don't know. You know that Cleveland doesn't recognize records from the old Cleveland Browns.
That's right, right. They don't.
Kind of interesting, you know, right there. So, all right. Let's go hit our first break of the morning. How weird is that to say?
I'm still not awake yet. I'm just for the record, I had a long night last night. I'm a little hungover.
Little what? You're not here, or did you make it up to Atlanta and you just didn't tell me?
No. I had a late night in Tampa.
So should I tell you now or when we come back where I'm headed tomorrow night?
Oh, you're going to the steakhouse for sure.
No, I'm going to the steakhouse tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're going to dinner tonight, but when we come back, and I'm going to try to hunt down Lomas Brown here. Oh, he's walking here right now. How about that? All right, so let's go hit this break. When we come back, you're Super Bowl champ right on time. That's what I like about the 0-2 team. They say they're coming, they come. When we return, Lomas Brown, the jam man. You know, let's run that liner for Lomas when he returns. This is Talking Sports with Randy, also known as Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and number 99, Warren Sapp. We'll be right back.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hi, I'm Mark Pollack, president of the Giving Back Fund, asking if you'd like to be one of 400 lucky guests invited to the number one party of Super Bowl week. Big Game Big Give is celebrating its 10th year, and this is your chance to attend the most exclusive and meaningful event at Super Bowl, with all proceeds going to charity. Held at a private estate and hosted by Atlanta royalty Ludacris, you'll be treated to an intimate concert by the Black Eyed Peas. Bid on once-in-a-lifetime auction items, including an Aston Martin sports car. Come join us on Saturday night, February 2nd at 6 p.m. A limited number of tickets are available at givingback.org, givingback.org.
Monster Jam! There's only one event with high-octane energy, heart-pounding action, and non-stop excitement. See Grave Digger, Max D, and more. Brought to you by BKT Tires, your local Ford dealers, Dairy Queen, and 1-800-ASK-GARY. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Coming to Raymond James Stadium, January 12th and February 2nd. Visit MonsterJam.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Lomas Brown, and you're talking sports with Randy, the Monster Jam Man.
Back coming to you live from Radio Row Super Bowl 53, Matt at Tour de Pizza in St. Pete. Lomas Brown sitting down, and you should see your face kind of light up.
Oh my goodness, man! That, how old is that?
You did that in the hotel in 02.
Oh my
at the
goodness,
Super Bowl,
man!
The
wow.
Monster Jam, man! I don't know where that came from, but I thought the other day we need to get a new liner, and I'm like, no, I'm going to keep running that one.
That is awesome.
What
man.
Is going on with you? How is life?
Oh man, life is great. Got a new job last year as a radio announcer for the Detroit Lions. Had a blast doing that last year. Didn't have a great season, you know, for the Lions, but I had a wonderful time doing. And it just gets me back into football, really gets me really back into football, more so than being a fan watching it. Now I'm back into the game like I was before.
How difficult was it years ago? I mean, it's obviously been so many. Warren said the same thing. You know, I got through all that years ago.
Right.
How difficult was it, you know, to do the R word that we don't say, you know, and move on? You know, so many guys, it's what they've done since they were six,
right.
five, and it's hard to move on.
It really is. I mean, it is. It's part of you. You know, it's in your DNA. And like you say, it's hard to do it. And if you think about it, Randy, most guys are forced out the game. You know, you don't leave. A lot of guys in the NFL don't leave on their own terms. So a lot of times you're not ready to leave the game. You're not ready to give it up. So it makes it kind of difficult when you're on the outside looking in. So I feel really blessed to be back in the game and really blessed to be in the position I am.
First thought, when you think back on your career, what do you think of?
First thing I think about is longevity, because I played 18 years, all the teammates that I have, a lot of guys that I'm seeing out here, you know, on Radio Row. It was just a blessing, man, to play over three decades and to finally end up winning a Super Bowl. It took me my 18th year to get it. But I finally got it. So it was just like the cream on top of everything at the end.
Describe, and I know we've talked since then. I don't know if I've had you on the radio since.
No, we haven't.
You know,
no.
We always talk every time we catch up. What was it like for you in the locker room? I was in that locker room. I told you the Todd Yoder,
yes.
Nate Webster story yesterday. And it's different. You know, I'm so jaded. I'm around this for so long. And I just told Matt, who may pipe in at any time and offer you a pizza or whatever, I'm not even going to the game on Sunday because I don't care.
Right.
But that locker room, because it was the guys I was tight with, meant something.
It did. And you know what, Randy, the thing about it, all those different personalities in that locker room, Warren Sapp, Keyshawn, Booger, Derek, all those guys, all Kenyatta Walker, all those different personalities in that room, but yet and still, everybody came together for the one cause to win the Super Bowl, and it was just amazing because, man, a couple of times during the week, we would be dysfunctional. It would be something going on that would be dysfunctional going on, but it was amazing to me when Sunday got there, the guys got together, and they were on one page and went out there and did what they had to do.
As a veteran that played as long as you did, and I've talked about this on the show, what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are lacking right now.
Yes.
And I think one of the things, and I want your opinion on what else they're lacking. One of the things, and I'm not in the locker room every day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the access that I once had because I used to.
About it. Look, You don't want your coaches. Your coaches shouldn't have to monitor the locker room. They shouldn't have to be down there like school teachers watching these guys and make sure they're doing the right thing. That was the responsibility of the captains, the leaders on that team. And like you say, Warren, man, Warren didn't play that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody had to fall in. Derrick Brooks, even though he was quiet, but Derrick, when he spoke, it meant something. Guys knew that. Rondé, just all those guys in there. And you had professional guys. You had guys playing at such a high level to where you wanted to raise your game up and play at the level that they were playing at because you didn't want to disappoint those guys. I mean, so it was a great locker room. And just look at some of the guys in there. John Lynch, like you said, 99, Brooks, Rondé. All these Hall of Famers that going to be in that locker room that were a part of that team. That's why the team was successful.
Is that one of them? I don't want to say problem, but it's a different generation.
Yeah.
You know, the athletes are young, are so different. You know, for an 18-year veteran, you know, to take not necessarily orders, but, you know, if Warren said something, you did it.
Oh, yeah, because you know his intentions. Now, look, if nobody didn't have the right intentions, then it would be hard to do that. But you know Warren wanted to win. This guy been with that organization when they were called the Yucks.
Yeah.
You know, he was when they were wearing bags over their heads. He was there. He went through all the hard things with this organization. So, yeah, this guy deserved to say and do whatever he wanted to do.
Tell you a quick story. You know, I specifically sat in this seat for the person who just walked behind us.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you why. So on the front of my computer it is a Navy thing. Yep. I'm a Navy veteran, whatever. So I first was sitting there, and then I'm like, well, where you're not like people can understand. The table is facing one way. Lomas is now sitting closest to like the entrance. And then I'm like, no, I don't want to sit there. So I moved to the right of where you are.
Okay.
So that I can see everybody that's walking and I might be able to call somebody over. Then the legend himself, and I hate the word legend because it's so overused. Roger Staubach walks around.
Yes.
So I'm sitting here. I moved to this side so he could see the front of my computer as a fellow Navy veteran. You know, I'm not going to ask him to come on the show or anything, but as a fellow Navy vet, it's like we're brothers, right?
That's just so awesome, man.
So I moved from this side, from the side next to you, to where he was so he could see it. He just walked behind us. So he's not going to see my...
See, we might have to turn it. We're going to have to hold it up and let him see
it. I'm like, hey, fellow Navy. All right. Probably the biggest question, the biggest controversy, the biggest argument in Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to tell you where I stand on this until you give me your answer.
Okay.
Tony's team, John Gruden's team. You've heard this 1,000 times.
Yes.
I'm adamant. Even to the point where, and I respect you, I love you, but I'm going to still disagree if we don't agree.
Right, right.
I believe I know whose team this was.
Mm-hmm.
Whose team was it?
Well, to me, it was Coach Dungy's team. It was. I'm telling you. I'm going to tell you the reason why I said that. The reason why I said it was because I remember almost every press conference that Coach Gruden was doing, that question was being asked. He always deflected that. He always said, this is Coach Dungy's team. He put it together.
It's the class of John Gruden.
And that's true. Okay. And you're right about that. But that's what I'm going off, how Coach used to always reflect to Coach Dungy, you know, his humility not taking over. Because we know how that offense morphed when Coach Gruden took over that offense.
Right.
But you got but he was just so gracious with giving Coach Dungy his time. That's why I say Coach Dungy, because
I'm going to disagree with you.
Okay, sure.
You know, and
that makes great radio.
Well, it's the beauty of it. You know, I was talking to Brian Mitchell the other day. We were talking about the national anthem thing, and we had a very good conversation.
Mm-hmm.
He was on one side, I'm on the other as a veteran, whatever. And he said, that's the problem with America today is you can disagree.
Right.
I mean, I feel like we're brothers, but we still we're going to disagree on that team,
Randy,
thing.
And that's what I think people have to realize. Everybody has a different opinion. Everybody's not going to think like you, but it doesn't mean just because they have a different opinion is wrong.
Right.
You know, and that's the biggest thing. So you're absolutely right about that and stuff.
Here's why.
Now, you're talking about the legend, man. You're talking about the legend. How you doing, Mort? That's Mort Anderson, my guy, man.
Believe me, I know who he is. And I've always been against it. They don't put punters in. They don't put field. What?
Thank you.
You talk about legend.
Thank you.
How many games would have been lost if Morton Anderson wasn't
Thank
that field goal
you.
Kicker?
You are so right,
Ray
man.
Guy? How does it take Ray Guy that long to get
Thank
into the Hall
man.
Of Fame?
Man, I just have a problem with some of these guys that vote for the Hall of Fame. I just have a problem with that. I just think it should be a lot more mixed. I think it should be some guys in there that played the game. I just don't think it should be all left to the just a reporter.
I'm going
to
get back to Gruden, you know, and tell you why I feel. But, you know, the thing that drives me crazy is there are some legends that are not unanimous. How did we have our first unanimous in Rivera the other day?
I know. It's crazy. It's but the controversy, people like controversy. And that's a now, because he's the first unanimous, now it was a controversial thing.
Who's going to vote against Tom Brady?
Nobody. But you might have
Somebody's
going to
say
you're
because
right.
of Deflategate
exactly.
or whatever.
Exactly. You're going to have somebody that do that. And that's the thing, Randy. Take the personal out of it. The Hall of Fame is for your athletic accomplishments, not your personal accomplishments.
And that's, I don't want to say it surprised me because Warren Sapp is a definite first ballot Hall of Famer. But I was a little surprised because media hold grudges.
Right.
How many people didn't vote for Warren? Again, in my opinion, a unanimous. How is he not?
Absolutely.
I believe, and I've said it, not because we're friends. I can separate the two. And please don't beat me up after I say this. I would only pay money to see two football players play football. Brett Favre and Warren Sapp.
There you go. There you go. And for me, it was Barry Sanders.
Okay.
That was the guy that I would pay to see.
Absolutely.
And I blocked for him, but I would still pay to see him.
How many times did you turn around and, like, watch him?
Man, you couldn't turn around because you didn't know where he was going to be at. You couldn't watch him because you didn't know where the fella was going to be at. The only thing you could do was just stay on your block, stay and hope that he didn't come back your way if he wasn't scheduled to come back there.
All right, so I'm getting messages from studio and from Matt to get back to Gruden. They're like, argue. Get in. I'm not going to argue, but here's why I say John Gruden. John Gruden brought in how many new players? I think it was 28.
Oh, yeah.
28 new players.
Yes.
And you need everybody to step up.
Yes.
I have always believed that you need your second tier guys. I hope I'm not being too disrespectful. You know Warren Sapp's playing. You know Derek Brooks and Rondé and Mike Allstott. I mean, without Joe Jarvisius, Keenan McCardell, Michael Pittman, I don't think you win the Super Bowl.
No, you're right. And if you go a little deeper, it's always about your 22, meaning not your starting 11, but those guys that may have to come in. And you're right. I think Coach did a great job of bringing in guys, but bringing in quality backup guys or secondary guys, just in case something was to happen to a starter, you could just plug them right on in. And I think that's the biggest thing with a lot of teams today, that once the starter leaves game, it's just such a big drop-off between the starter and the guy that comes in to replace
him. You need those guys to step up. Dexter Jackson.
That's right.
Up. Dwight Smith, Nate Webster.
Yes.
Those guys – I always believed we're the heart and soul of the team because your stars are always going to be your Tom Brady's going to be Tom Brady. But if Tom Brady doesn't have guys step up and you need that guy, Tom Brady brings the best. 99 brought the best out of some of these players, as did you and some other guys.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's why it's a team, and that's why football is the ultimate team sports. I mean, like I say, I blocked seven of Barry Sanders 10 years. He's one of the greatest players to ever play this game. We won one playoff game. One playoff game in his 10 years. I mean, so it just lets you know if you don't surround yourself, if you don't have those guys that step up, then I don't care what great player you have, he just can't get it done by himself.
How does that beat you down? You know, as a teammate, you know, it's a team sport, but when you have a guy like that, you know, you have Automatica. You know, we had Automatica, Martin Gramatica.
Yes.
That's Morton Anderson.
Yes.
What is it like to have that automatic guy and you can't get over
that? I know. It's frustrating. It's very frustrating because you want to see him have the success. Yeah, individual success is great, but you want to see him have the team success because Barry was such a team guy. And, again, I say one of my regrets was we only got the one playoff win together. My other regret with him is that I missed the 2000 season when he rushed for 2000. So those are my two things that I wish I'd have been part of, helping Barry at least try to compete and get in the Super Bowl and being there for part of the 2000 when he rushed for 2000 yards that year.
All right, I need to ask you this question. You see a lot of players walking around, you know, and I don't want to stereotype, but, you know, like wide receivers, cornerbacks, that are wearing a Super Bowl ring that really looks, it's 87 sizes too big. What does the ring look like on your hand? Does it look normal?
Oh, yes, it does. Yes, it does. It looks so wonderful to me. I actually think some of the rings are getting too gaudy.
Yeah.
I mean, I love what the Glazers did with our rings. It's simple, but it makes a statement. So I love what it does. But yes, it looks great when I have it on this finger.
How often do you wear it?
I wear it a lot. Actually, I should have wore it down here. But, you know, I guess Keyshawn, because I just seen Keyshawn at the hotel, and I seen Ellis Williams yesterday. So Ellis has his on. So they're representing with the rings.
Talk about some other things that you're doing in Detroit.
So basically, I just got the Lions radio job this year. I still have my foundation that I had since the early 90s that I'm doing in Detroit. And I got a couple of business things going on in Detroit. I work with minority businesses back in Detroit. So it's been going pretty good, man. That's home. A guy from Miami. Would you believe it? Michigan is my home.
You never
now.
Wanted to leave? I know you played there and you were there a good portion
my
of your career.
My first 3 years, I went back and forth to Miami. After my third year, I stayed in Detroit full time, and I've been there ever since. Love Michigan. Love Michigan, man. I just love everything about Michigan. The only thing I question is that weather sometime, but other than that,
sometimes
it's a great
question
place.
It.
We're doing the winter time.
Yeah,
that's
but
what
I'm saying. Yeah, but you got to question it all the time during the winter. Have you ever been out to American Pawn and Jewelry?
Yes, I have been over there. Yeah, man, those guys, they're something else. But Randy, just to get in that place, you got to go through like 9 metal detectors. Yeah. You got to get patted down about 4 or 5 times, body scanner.
I did my radio show from there about a year ago.
Okay.
Seth Gold is a friend, and now I know Les a little bit. So I walk in with a silver suitcase with all my equipment. And I walk in like I own the place, which I shouldn't, right? I watch the show faithfully, so I should have known the big bodyguard at the front. And so I walk in, and I'm carrying this, and they're following me around. They're like, can we speak to you? And I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm waiting for Seth. And then it hit me. Oh, yeah, that's right. A, they're worried about being robbed.
Right.
And he told me some interesting stuff that people pawn their winter stuff in the summer.
Yes.
And they pawn their lawnmowers or, you know, in the winter, so they don't have to store it.
Yes,
and
then they're smart. They're smart. I mean, even you would think snow tires. I just had to put a set of snow tires on my car, but I had to get the guys to store my regular tires. So things like that, people down south, they don't have to think about that. But up north, you have to think about
Seth
that.
Seth said it's like, I don't know, $4 a month.
Yes.
You know, so it's insured. You know, if something were to happen to your fur coat or whatever, they're responsible,
smart.
Isn't
that's it? I actually never heard of that, but I might have to consider that
you
now.
Need to,
that
yeah,
is smart.
He took me to the back in the warehouse and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. It's definitely cool. How about, and I don't know if you want to talk about it, you know, what you're doing.
Yes.
Because I want people to know about it if it's time to talk
about it. No, it is. And one of the businesses is called Fan Gauge. And basically what it is an interactive way of NFL or whatever celebrity signing their autograph to fans that may have taken a picture with them. The fans could download their picture to the athlete or celebrity, and they could actually watch them live stream, watch the athlete or celebrity sign their picture and download it back to them. So it's an interactive way of fans being able to interact with the athlete. Plus, it's convenient for the athlete. You can sign anywhere. I could be in my bathroom signing autographs. So it's a great concept that the owner, Josh Bryant, came up with.
Let me try to get that vision out of my head.
In the bathroom?
Yeah. See, that's where we were talking the other day. Wasn't that kind of strange? It was comfortable for you and me, but it was strange.
You better explain that to people on the radio. So they us talking in the bathroom.
We were. I mean, we walked into the bathroom at separate times, but about the same time. Because we've known each other so long. You're starting to talk, and then we both were like, it's kind of weird. Let's get outside.
We broke the man rules. You don't talk to somebody while they're in the stall.
Is it talk or look? I always thought you just don't look.
I think it's both. Really? You know, you got to look straight ahead, but, you know, you don't want to talk either. It sounds like y'all too buddy-buddy in the bathroom. You don't want to sound buddy-buddy in there.
Let's go just for a second. I don't know how much time I can take from you, but another friend of yours, but I think he has something to say as well. Big Ed back in the studio.
75, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Big Ed.
Good to talk to you. Yeah, whenever we catch up, it's always about the greatest running back to ever hit the NFL, and that's Barry Sanders. But thanks for doing the thing in the men's room. I agree too. You never speak, and you always leave that one empty urinal as a buffer between no matter what happens. So,
well, see, I think that's even better, Ed. If you have the empty one in the middle, I think it's okay to talk.
No. You look straight ahead. You read about, you count the amount of pimples in the wall and stuff like that. So,
you got to be talking some serious stuff in the bathroom.
Exactly.
Yes.
Real quickly, when you went, because I wanted to get on the whose team was it? Was it Dungy's team or was it Gruden's team? Now, Lomas, you're saying that you think that the team that went to the Super Bowl for the Buccaneers was basically Tony Dungy's team, correct?
Yes.
And they played the Raiders in the Super Bowl. I was wondering, who coached that team for 4 years before
that? Great, Big Ed. You got me, Big Ed. You're right about that.
So doesn't it kind of... Doesn't it kind of even out then, you know?
You know what? And I'm glad you put that on my mind. And that's why this is America. You can change your mind. And Big Ed, you know what? You're right. Driving that point home, because I remember that week of practice. And Coach Gruden played John Gannon. He was Rich Gannon the whole time. And he was telling us everything. If Rich Gannon come to the line of scrimmage and say or do this, you know,
that
they're going to run this play.
Yeah,
they're going to run this play. So we knew everything. So you're right. I guess if it would have been Coach Dungy, he wouldn't have known none of that. And you're right. It might have been a different outcome. So, Big Ed, you're right. Good man.
The other thing too is the documentaries, the Football Life, the 2002 Buccaneers. You know, there were quotes from guys like Sapp and Lynch and even Derek Brooks that came out and said, "Hey, listen, we loved Tony Dungy, but it was time for a change." You know, you can't get any clearer than that. They didn't say anything bad. It's just they did not feel that he could get them to the next level.
And sometimes it takes a different voice. Sometimes that's what it happens, because you hear the coaches so much. You're around them coaches so much. I think subconsciously you start blocking them out. And that's why they say sometimes it's good to have a different voice, a different opinion to kind of wake the guys up. So, Big Ed, you convinced me, my brother. You convinced me that it,
I get 10% of that.
Yeah, you get a little bit, all Randy. Right. But Big Ed, Big Ed kind of hit me across the head with the fact.
All and right, the other thing. One more thing, Lomas, you got your Super Bowl ring on right now, right?
Big Ed, I left it at the house.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. So when it's on, is it on the right hand or the left hand?
You know, I keep it on the right hand, all right. Big Ed. That's in that hand. I got to keep it on the right.
Okay, so if you're walking around, somebody comes up to you and says, "Hey, Lomas, where's the delicate intestine?" Now, do you point with your right hand to kind of show off the ring, or do you point with your left hand?
Big Ed, you know, I Big Ed, since I have an NFC championship ring, which is the loser's ring, you know, I try to show off the Super Bowl ring as much as possible. So, Big Ed, I'm going to give him a little bicep. I'm going to flex a little bit with the bicep, and I'm going to point with the right hand with the ring finger. I'm going to show them where to go at.
And maybe scratch your forehead a little bit with the right hand as you're talking to him.
Yes, and maybe I'll fan myself a little bit because I'm a little hot, so I'll fan myself a little bit too.
Can we get that video on your website?
Yeah, I got you.
Let's do that. And then, you know, we can have people respond to it and send it off and get you to sign stuff.
I could do that.
While you're fanning.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to sign with the other hand while you're fanning.
Yeah, I could do that. I'll practice with my left hand so I can fan with the right hand.
Do you wear the other ring at all?
No, I don't even know where the other ring is.
Really?
It reminds you that you lost the Super Bowl. So it's a nice looking ring, and I appreciate the New York Giants for getting me to my first Super Bowl. But like I say, every time you look at it, you know you lost it.
What would it be like to be a Buffalo Bill, where you have four of them?
Look, I played with Glenn Parker that lost five Super Bowls. He lost four with the Bills, and he lost the one with me with the Giants. And he told me the night before that game, he said, "Lomas, if we lose this game, it's going to be the worst feeling you ever had." I brushed him off. Okay, yeah, you're right. Man, when that horn went off and we lost that game, I thought I was going to slit my wrist right in the middle of the field. I was so devastated. He was so right about that. I don't know how you could lose five Super Bowls. I just don't know how you could do that.
How long did it take you to get – I know we're almost out of time. How long did it take you to get over that?
I've never watched that game. I've never watched that Super Bowl that we lost to the Ravens. I haven't watched it to this day, and that was in 2000. So that lets you know I've never gotten over it.
Are you on Twitter? How can people get a hold of
you? Yes, Twitter, Lomas Brown 75 on Twitter. I'm on Instagram now. You know, I'm doing all the millennial things, right. Even though I'm a tender age of 55. I'm trying to act like
you're
millennial.
You're a youngin'. You're a baby to me. You're still, you know, I talk to all these people. You know, I know I'm out of time, so I have Sabby Piscatelli on once.
Okay.
We start talking. I take him to dinner after the show. I've been married longer than he's been alive.
Oh, my gosh.
Kills me. Yeah. Lomas, thank you for your time. For stopping by, man. We're going to send you out a package from 8 Man Strong, who are based in Phoenix.
Okay.
So they knew exactly who you were when I said you were coming on. We're going to give you some really cool stuff to wear.
Man. As always, Randy, man, my man. Appreciate you guys.
All right, let's go hit a break. Coming to you live from Radio Row here at Super Bowl 53 with one of our own Super Bowl champ with the Tampa Bay Bucks. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Hi, I'm Mark Pollack, president of the Giving Back Fund, asking if you'd like to be one of 400 lucky guests invited to the number one party of Super Bowl week. Big Game Big Give is celebrating its 10th year, and this is your chance to attend the most exclusive and meaningful event at Super Bowl, with all proceeds going to charity. Held at a private estate and hosted by Atlanta royalty Ludacris, you'll be treated to an intimate concert by the Black Eyed Peas. Bid on once-in-a-lifetime auction items, including an Aston Martin sports car. Come join us on Saturday night, February 2nd at 6 p.m. A limited number of tickets are available at givingback.org. Givingback.org.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is Hall of Famer Deacon Jones, and we're talking.
Hi, I'm Mark Pollack, president of the Giving Back Fund, asking if you'd like to be one of 400 lucky guests invited to the number one party of Super Bowl week. Big Game Big Give is celebrating its 10th year, and this is your chance to attend the most exclusive and meaningful event at Super Bowl, with all proceeds going to charity. Held at a private estate and hosted by Atlanta royalty Ludacris, you'll be treated to an intimate concert by the Black Eyed Peas. Bid on once-in-a-lifetime auction items, including an Aston Martin sports car. Come join us on Saturday night, February 2nd at 6 p.m. A limited number of tickets are available at givingback.org. Givingback.org.
WTAN Clearwater,
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City, Tampa Bay, WZHR Zephyr Hills,
FM 104.3.
Listen,
Trout. Russia has jeopardized the United States security interest, and we can no longer be restricted by the treaty while Russia shamelessly violates it.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is suspending the INF nuclear arms treaty with Russia beginning tomorrow with a six-month timetable for full withdrawal.
The onus is on Russia to change course from a pattern of destabilizing activity. Not just on this issue, but on many others as well.
At the White House, language in next week's State of the Union is being fine-tuned to make the case for President Trump's next move in southern border security.
The president says he's set the table for declaring a national emergency on the southern border. And in an interview with the New York Times, he's also setting the table for the arguments he'll make for a border wall in Tuesday's State of the Union address.
They had no idea the amount of crime, the amount of drugs, the amount of human trafficking, which can be stopped with a proper system.
Yesterday, the Border Patrol revealed it had made the largest bust of fentanyl being smuggled into the United States from Mexico ever. But it was being brought through a legal entry point in an 18-wheeler hauling cucumbers. Bob Costantini, The White House.
Correspondent Pat Piper is in with new January jobs numbers released by the Labor Department.
More than 304,000 jobs were added in January. And while the Labor Department says the unemployment rate rose to 4% from 3.9% in December, the increase is a technicality. 175,000 federal workers were counted as temporarily unemployed as a result of the partial government shutdown. The U.S. has now added jobs for 100 straight months.
Stocks are opening mostly higher on Wall Street as investors applaud the jobs numbers. Amazon stock is nearly 4% lower. The company issued a revenue forecast that wasn't as strong as expected. The Dow is up 69 points. I'm John Trout.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your...